I'm going to see which way the Lord. I got a strip in my spirit, but I want to see this is the direction he want me to go. If y'all would put up, Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Acts chapter 8, verse 5. There it is. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, praise team. Thank all you guys. Thank you, kids, Kingdom Kids and Faith Walkers. Amen. Hallelujah. We are living in a day where Jesus is soon to return. He's soon coming. So that means we're going to have to get everybody we can saved. And that's a whole bunch of people not saved. So, Tim, you just stay ready. I may call you up here for a while. I'm telling you. I'm going to say some things. But I want to talk to this. People have gotten into a place where, and it's because of religious practice and not much a move of the Spirit of God. Hello? And it can lull you to sleep or put you in a state of you just in la la land. When it comes to church, you just sort of. See, God not real to you. You know, most people know him, but they don't know him. And Satan loves to get people in that place. Hello? And when he can get people's unaware, unconscious of what's going on around you, you'll fall for anything. But Jesus came that we might have what? Life. That's why he came. Then he told those disciples and the people that were with him in his day when he was on earth, he said, I go in all the world. And then you read it, you open up the Bible of Matthew, to the book of Matthew, and you find those words that he said. He said, go what? Into all the world. Mark said, preach the gospel. Matthew said, teach all nations. Is that right? Hallelujah. So he left. And 10 days later, the Holy Spirit came. And they were standing around looking. And the angel appeared. This is what the angel did. This before the coming of the Holy Spirit, the angels was. This crowd was standing around. They watched him leave and go up. They said, what are y'all doing? The same Jesus that you see going up shall return in like manner. And so they went to the upper room and they stayed there. And sure enough, 10 days later, the Holy Spirit came. And the Bible, different translation puts it a little different. King James said it came out of what? rushing mighty wind. And he filled all the house where they were sitting. And others put it that he came like a storm, a violent, because the power was so great, it shook them, and they called it like a violent wind. And those 120 people was empowered by the power of the Spirit of God till it changed them from their natural way of doing. They was up there praying, but all of a sudden, something hit them and came into them, and they turned into something else. They wasn't laid back. A few of them had their hands up. I mean, the power hit that place till every one of them was out of control. Hallelujah. Nobody was looking at nobody, because Jesus had the stage. The Holy Ghost had the stage. And they and everybody were doing what Holy Ghost said. Anybody here? So much and so till the crowd. Now this is powerful. 120 people stir up 3,000 or 4,000 people. They said 3,000 got saved. I don't know how many were there, but we know it was at least 3,000. And he stirred up. You got to understand, all these people, unbelievers, they weren't no believers. They were not believers. And it was such a power till what they was doing, they forgot about what they was doing. And they had to come and see the show. And when they got to the show, anybody here? And when they got to the show, they were hearing them say things in their own native language wherein they was born, but these people had never been to their country. They had never, these 120 people were speaking in all these different languages. Maybe I need to turn there and read it. I don't know what they were saying, but evidently they said something that got their attention. Matter of fact, let's back up. I'm going to come to Philip in just a minute. Let's back up to Acts chapter 2. Let me read Peter's. Give me King James, Acts chapter 2. Give me Peter's sermon. No, let me just read it. Back up to 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, y'all don't mind, I read a little Bible this morning. I'm coming to Philip in just a minute. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, there was all in one accord in one place. Where? One place. And suddenly, it didn't gradually happen, suddenly. Y'all sitting in this congregation, you sitting in your seat, y'all all laid back, some ready to praise the Lord. I don't know what the rest of you want to do. I don't understand, I don't know exactly what the rest of you, but I tell you what, and suddenly. In this earth, in gathering like this, we're going to have some and suddenly.